So we're talking with Shane Leaf, who is a linguist pursuing his PhD in linguistics at Tulane University, and is the co-author of the new book, Giacomo, The Native Roots of Mardi Gras Indians. First of all, talk about how this book is like a culmination of your childhood obsessions and interests.
That's right. Yeah, just growing up here, I never realized that when I was going to study in school that I would be studying about things in the outer world, but also the inner world, you know, as a child and just absorbing everything unconsciously from New Orleans. So yeah, playing drums. I started playing drums when I was 9, and I used to go to Mardi Gras all the time, even when the rest of my family wouldn't go. I'd go alone.
Wow.
Yeah, I'd walk downtown and catch Zulu.
So talk about how drumming connects you across time to these people.
I think because I spend so much time with words, you know, and looking at language, it's really good, and I guess I was doing it anyway but without thinking about it, doing things that are completely nonverbal, just things with the hands and drumming, and finding that rhythm is one of these ways in which you can communicate. Around the world, there's all these different traditions. Sometimes you'll have talking drums, for example, among the Yoruba. But in New Orleans, it's happening too. And so I think that it's a matter of kind of hearing how music and language are a part of a continuum of sound.
Right. Mm-hmm. And how we organize sound, which I thought was so interesting.
Yeah. Organized sound. I mean, just thinking about the history of this river and at the mouth of the Mississippi, that you'd have a convergence of all these languages and musical traditions. And if we open up the possibility of seeing this as a spectrum of organized sound, that's what music and language are, and they may be coming from the same place evolutionarily.
So talk about what it's like for you to go out with your drum group on Mardi Gras Day, you know? Because you all go by different names. And
yeah, every year we change. So back in the day, I started drumming, and Alan Frost had a group called Zabumba, and I used to play with those guys, and it's pretty much, we're talking about samba. And over the years, of course, we have samba rhythms. And Alan moved away, and I took over. And without fail, for over a decade, I've led this band, rain or shine. In fact, I think it was 2014. I don't know if y'all remember this, but 2014, it was raining.
Right.
And the temperature was just above freezing. It was so miserable. But we did it. And there's three of us sopping wet. And fortunately, we had a fireplace to retire to afterwards. But yeah, every year we go out there, and it is such a joy. I promise you, like afterwards, there's these after images of all the people that you've seen that day and the joy on their faces, people who would start spontaneously dancing, not realizing that they were going to do that, whether at Jackson Square or in the French Quarter. And through the years, I've had different people, friends of mine from different countries. We've had a friend of mine from Kenya. She joined us one year. Every year we have a different name for ourselves, and we just keep reconfiguring ourselves. So this leitmotif of metamorphosis is really a big deal.
And that fits in with the Mardi Gras Indians and their new suits. Mm-hmm. Every year at carnival time, we make a new suit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So how does that help you in your writing?
Wow. Okay. I think it's just that when I'm writing and I'm reflecting on what the possible meanings are, I wouldn't know these things unless I drummed too. I used to believe that I could read books and learn that way. And I kind of kept that segmented away from my other ways of knowing things. But in the end, having been out there all these years and picking up rhythms from people, sharing them, borrowing them, all that, I think, informs the way that I think and the way I write. We customarily think of thinking as being via language. But of course, we think through moving our bodies in certain ways and drumming. So these are all different ways of thinking that can be blended.
Tune in every Tuesday at 7:44 a.m. during Morning Edition and 5:44 p.m. during All Things Considered for more of our bookish adventures. Thinking Outside the Book exists thanks to the generosity of the Hellas Foundation.